Goedemorgen en heel hartelijk welkom bij Hour of Power. Fijn dat u en dat jij kijkt. En voor de trouwe kijkers hebben we een verrassing, want de oude dominee Schuller, inmiddels hoogbejaard, spreekt vanmorgen in de Christelijke Cathedral. Een onderwerp wat hem zeer ter harte gaat, het gebed. En ik heb een paar weken geleden opgezocht, ontmoet in de Christelijke Cathedral. En dan tijdens zo'n gesprek van urenlang praat hij maar over één ding. En dat is Nederland, want daar voelt hij zich nog altijd zo hecht mee verbonden. En iedereen krijgt ook de zeer hartelijke groeten van de oude dominee Schuller. En verder in de Christelijke Cathedral veel muziek, onder andere van het koor van de Christelijke Cathedral. En een jong meisje van 6 jaar, wat geweldig kan zingen. Bij Hour of Power Nederland, Ineke Bosman. Ze heeft problemen in haar familie met gezondheid, maar heeft daar een weg in gevonden. En daar praat ze over. Kortom, een boeiende uitzending van Hour of Power.
Join us today for the best hour on television, the Hour of Power from the Crystal Cathedral.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Turn to someone close to you. Give them a blessing. God loves you, and so do I. There is a lot of faith that stepped into this empty space today. Every person here has the faith, and it shows. And so we are here to say, God really, really does love us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, wonderful things are happening. We come here to laugh. We come here to cry. We come here to pray. We come here to praise. We come here and parts of our mind or heart, some of the little rooms that are so important are empty. They need to be filled. And, oh God, we need to hear a word that we can believe, a word that is true, a word that will encourage, and a word that comes from you. And, yes, we will rejoice. Yes, we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Seated. From the scriptures this morning, hear these words. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, and his righteousness to children's children. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is the word of the Lord.
We've had some wonderful guests here in Crystal Cathedral, and today we're so excited because we have country music's most successful long-standing groups, Diamond Rio. They have 9 number one hits, 15 singles in the top 5. They were inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 1998. They have sold more than 10 million records, but I think after reading the book and getting to know these guys that their proudest accomplishment is receiving the Minnie Pearl Humanitarian Award in recognition of their many charitable endeavors, especially their work with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They are singing from their new CD, The Reason. In God, we still trust. Diamond Rio.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a treat. I tell you, you guys get better and better, and I Hey, like I said last hour, this is an early gig for you guys.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Well, yeah, most musicians aren't known to be up before noon, but Jimmy and I are definitely early birds, but there's some other guys here that are breaking some new ground.
Losing some sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Singing this early.
Well, you guys are true musicians, and you have a new book out in addition to your CD called Beautiful Mess.
That's right. We got the opportunity to write it, and it's obviously an autobiography about the last 20 years or so of our lives and some history of us personally and how we came together. And we've been very blessed to have an awful lot of hits and for the past 20 years. And that, though, has not necessarily come without some bumps and bruises, and we have had several struggles that we've had to go through that we kind of have kept behind the scenes, you know. But we decided it was time for us to kind of maybe tell our story a little bit, some of those struggles, because there's a lot of folks out there who have had the same kind of issues in their life. And it's amazing how if we share... So many other people can relate. When you hold it in, you feel like you're the only one, you know, that's having this problem. And you share it, and all of a sudden, there's lots of folks who...
Yeah, you guys did. You went through a lot, but there's so many layers to the story and to the book. And the first layer, as you're reading it for me, was how hard you guys work. You are true musicians. You really have a craft that you have honed, that you work hard at. And you paid a price, all of you, as I read about, you know, what you did on the road and how you... this was a real step of faith to put this band together, was it not?
Yeah, most definitely. Anything that you... You know, we had faith in our talents and all of us, I think, believed that they were from God, and country music was what drew us to Nashville, really what drew us together. But God was faithful to us in putting us in situations that... With a group of men that weren't necessarily focused on some of the stereotypical musician and even the music that's stereotypical for country music. We wanted to be about positive relationships, and when we could, we were very encouraged to try to find songs that spoke of our faith and the spiritual nature of the world. And we were blessed to get a chance to do some of that.
Well, being a band was really, really important to you guys. And so we need to introduce the band guys, don't we?
Most definitely. So we almost forgot that.
We did almost forget.
Dan Truman is our keyboard player over here from Utah. Gene Johnson plays a mandolin and sings all the really high harmonies for us. And he's from Pennsylvania. Jimmy Olander right here playing all the electric guitar stuff. Songwriter extraordinaire. He's from California. And Brian Prout over here on the drums is from New York.
A Yankee fan.
And then we have Dana Williams, plays bass and sings our other harmony part. And it's Mr. Entertainment in the band. He's from Tennessee. Go figure, one guy from Tennessee. And I'm Marty Rowe.
You're Marty Rowe.
I'm from Ohio, by the way.
This is about, you're a band, and the one thing it said at the very end of the book, it says all about blending and not being one person or one sound, but the whole blend, and that's what you're known for. Mm-hmm. But that became a challenge as different various members of the band ran into different real physical challenges,
yes.
Did they not?
No doubt. Jimmy had, we don't really know what it was. It was a tumor or growth in his esophagus. Gene is a woodworker, and that's not real good for musicians sometimes with digits, so he had a little run-in with a saw one day. And
he left part of his thumb in the saw, said in the book.
Yeah, and it doesn't work just right anymore, but he's still here. And Dana got run over by a boat. Prop went right through his legs. We thought it cut them both off. But here he stands.
And Danny must have been living right, because he's...
I guess. Dan...
It's yet to come.
It's your, oh,
he
no,
just don't stay in one place
say
long
that.
Enough.
We're not going to claim that. And Marty, then, but the big challenge for the entire band, especially, was your voice.
About three or four or five years ago, I started to have some trouble with my voice and just not singing up to standard and what we had come to expect and what had we become recognized for. And, you know, honestly, went through the whole band, I think, for a while, went through some denial about it. You know, we'd have a bad show here and there. And then we went through, then their denial was over before mine, and they kind of slapped me in the face with it and made me realize that I had a problem. So then I kind of went through a stage of I can do it myself and kind of pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. And that didn't really help much either. And ultimately, God was showing me that I had really kind of forsaken His gifts that He'd given me. Intellectually, I knew they were from Him, and then I was trying to use them for His glory. But you know, when you get busy and you get in a career and you have success, it's very easy to get caught up in yourself, and even when you don't really intend to. And I had done that. I'd lost my passion for my music and for God's gift. And I came to a point of surrender where I thought that He might not give it back. You know, God at that very moment gave me my fourth vocal coach, and she was a believer, and we prayed and we talked some, we sang a little bit, and literally in a day's time we had made a miraculous turnaround. I got with the group the next day and kind of confirmed it, and we got together again the very next day and confirmed it, and it was, and the problem's gone. And at that very moment, in a matter of a month or two, we were presented with the opportunity to tell this story with a book and with a CD, Christian project that we had never had a chance to do before. So here we are at the Crystal Cathedral.
Wow. Wonderful. And I just want to thank Diamond Rio as a group, all of you, because you guys are allowing God to use you, and He has used you. He's for years He used you to minister to our nation with One More Day and other songs and music that truly, truly ministered to people. And now you have other songs, the one we just heard, In God We Still Trust. What a wonderful testimony. And the song that you're going to be singing now is God is there.
That's
tremendous correct. Words, tremendous message. I want to encourage everybody, because this book is a book about teamwork. And really, truly, you know, it is not easy to do a team, a band, and keep it together as long as you guys have done. And it's a testimony to that. It's a testimony to hard work. It's a testimony to not ever giving up, and to God. God, to God be the glory. So
thank
sing
you.
One more song for us, will you?
We'll do it, Sheila. We have enjoyed being here at the Hour of Power.
You.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Thank you. You guys are a blessing. Thank you.
Surrounded by the darkness, it all came down too soon. Longing for redemption in His cold hospital room, God is there. What will she tell her family? Tell her daddy's little girl. She can't believe she's showing, carrying the weight of the world. God is there. Where you think He won't come to, that's where He'll be, waiting for you. God is there in the middle of your night, in every single moment, in every single life. He's reaching for you, right where you are. The God of the impossible is never journey just begun, to the anguish of our Father for His prodigal Son. God is there. The author of our story is with us till it's done. I'm saving this truth. God is there in the middle. Separate you, no height, no depth, no life or death can separate you, ever separate. God is there. God is there.
Thank you. Thank you, Diamond Rio.
En dat was de countrygroep Diamond Rio met een liedje over het feit dat zelfs in de donkerste nachten hoop en God nabij is. En dat maken we allemaal mee natuurlijk in ons leven. Iedereen heeft problemen en bergen te overwinnen als je het moeilijk en zwaar hebt. En daar kun je op twee manieren in staan. Door bitter te worden of door met vreugde datgene mee te maken wat je moet ondergaan. En een van onze trouwe kijkers, en ze stuurt me regelmatig een briefje, en dat is heel bemoedigend, is Ineke Bosman. Haar man is opgenomen in een verzorgingshuis met de ziekte van Parkinson. En ze heeft een zwaar gehandicapt kleinkind. En toch, Ineke, goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen, Jan.
Trouwe kijkster, je schrijft me regelmatig. Verlies je je geloof en je vertrouwen niet. Hoe doe je dat?
Ja, weet je, omdat ik ervaar dat ik toch wel af en toe een knipoogje van de Heere God krijg.
Ik heb, zie je dat?
Ja, ik heb er zo over zitten denken. En ik denk, als je de Heere God buiten je leven houdt, buiten je deur van je huis, dan kun je niet zien of iemand knipoogt. Maar als je hem meer en meer leert kennen en meer van hem gaat houden, dan zie je dat er dingetjes zijn dat hij af en toe tegen je zegt: hou me vol, meisje, het is de moeite waard. En dat heb ik heel duidelijk een paar keer ervaren. Ik wil ook zeggen wat het is geweest, die knipoog.
Ja.
Toen kleine Ruben, die dus zeer, zeer, zeer zwaar gehandicapt is en totaal niets kan, alleen maar liggen. Toen hadden de specialisten 's middags gezegd tegen de ouders een half jaar geleden, toen die 7,5 jaar was. Er zit niet zoveel vooruitgang in. Eigenlijk stelt het weinig voor van hem. En toen waren zijn ouders 's avonds, heb ik gehoord, een beetje verdrietig. En toen kwam mijn dochter 's morgens, de volgende morgen bij zijn bedje, toen die 7,5 was en nooit praatte. En toen zei hij tegen haar: mama. En toen dacht ik: dank u wel, Heer, dat is geschenk van u. Zo kun je weer verder.
En dan kun je ook verder.
Ja, dan kun je ook verder.
Ja, want je had, ik noem maar eens wat, samen met je man Geert, oud willen worden, bij elkaar. Jouw man is inmiddels niet meer thuis. Hij is niet eens zo oud. zit in een verzorgingshuis, heeft de ziekte van?
Ziekte van Parkinson en hij is eigenlijk verlamd onder zijn knieën. Dus hij zit constant in een elektrische rolstoel. En 2 jaar geleden was hij ernstig ziek, vlak voor zijn verjaardag. En toen werd ik geroepen. En toen zei hij tegen mij, want hij heeft altijd een speciaal hart ook voor Ruben gehad. Omdat Ruben is zijn maatje. Ja. Die kan ook niet lopen. En toen zei hij, Ineke, ik zie er naar uit dat ik over een poos samen met Ruben zal kunnen lopen. En dat is het uitzicht wat je mag hebben als je hem kent.
Ja. Je man zit al enige tijd in een verpleeghuis. Nou zijn er veel mensen die, ja, net wat ik zei, hopen samen oud te worden, maar een partner valt weg of een partner kan niet meer thuis blijven. Dat is heel zwaar. Hoe ga jij daarmee om?
Ja, het is ook heel zwaar, want je moet een heel stuk loslaten. En ik merk nu dat u ook steeds meer in een andere wereld leeft. En dat is natuurlijk niet alleen maar ups, dat zijn ook best wel eens downs. Want de allereerste keer dat ik in De Wenthorst bij Geert op moest gaan geven, want onze buren zijn arts en die zeiden zo gaat het niet langer met hem. Hij lag overal in huis. In de garage viel hij, overal. Toen zag ik een hele grote muurschildering van de barmhartige Samaritaan, een hele grote, gekleurd. Als je De Wenthorst binnenkomt, zie je dat. En toen ben ik ineens heel erg in huilen uitgebarsten. En toen zei de maatschappelijk werkster, wat is er aan de hand? Ik zei, ik kan het nu niet meer voor mijn man zijn. En dat vond ik een heel stuk loslaten.
Ja.
Maar toen dacht ik, gelukkig is hij er. En ik ervaar het ook zo met de kinderen en met Geert, dat hij meegaat. Want ik zal je vertellen, ik ga zondagsmorgens dus naar Hour of Power, heb ik gekeken. Naar de dienst daar. En toen stond er op de liturgie, verlangens van de bewoners. Wist ik niet. Toen stond er verlangens van de heer Bosman. En toen stond het lied erop, ruwe stormen mogen woeden. Alles om mij heen zijn nacht. God mijn God zal mij behoeden, hij houdt over mij de wacht. Ja, dat was indrukwekkend. Had hij niet verteld.
Tja. Mooie dingen, hè?
Ja.
Hoe zie je nu het leven? Een zwaar gehandicapte man, een zwaar gehandicapt kleinkind. Hoe kijk je er tegenaan?
Ik ben vol vertrouwen en vol goede moed. Ik woon dus best in een heel groot huis, waar ik soms mezelf moet zoeken. Zo groot in een bos. Maar dan denk ik, ja, Heer God, u hebt er een bedoeling mee. Ik weet ook nog niet waar ik heen ga als het huis weg is straks of als het verkocht is. Dan denk ik, al de weg leidt me mijn heiland. En ik zeg het nu maar even met mooie woorden, maar zo ervaar ik het. Ja.
Ik vind het leuk om trouwe kijkers van het eerste uur in de komende maanden zo af en toe te interviewen. Je bent er één van. Een van de eerste uitzendingen schreef je me al een enthousiaste brief. Dat is ruim 10 jaar geleden. Wat hebben de uitzendingen voor jullie betekend en wat betekent het voor jou nu?
Heel praktisch. Heel praktisch hoe ik het evangelie dus kan beluisteren, maar ook hoe ik het in de praktijk kan brengen. Want ik vind de gasten ook altijd heel bijzonder. Heel bijzonder. De gasten van Dr. Schuller en ook de gasten van jou. En dan denk ik wel eens, ja, het christen zijn is heel veel. Het is het geloof, het horen van het woord uit de Bijbel, maar ook in de praktijk brengen. En dat leer ik ook weer van die gasten die hij ook heeft.
Ja.
En dat bemoedigt mezelf weer.
De vraag die ik aan trouwe kijkers stel, door al die jaren heen, welke uitzendingen of uitzending is jou het meest bijgebleven?
Nou, in ieder geval de uitzendingen van Henry Nouwen. Ook de laatste, vanuit de boot stappen. Want ik hou zo graag vast. Ik vind alles mooi, ik vind alles leuk, ik ben best nog een bezige bij. Stap maar uit de boot en waag het met Jezus. En toen dacht ik, hey, die les heb ik nodig. Ja, telkens opnieuw. En er is nog heel lang geleden een man geweest die op een weg stond in Amerika. En die toen een heel wonderbaarlijke lift van iemand kreeg. Die man zat helemaal aan de grond. En dat is al erg lang geleden, had ik zijn naam maar onthouden. Maar die wonderlijke dingen die gebeuren.
En die gebeuren.
En die gebeuren. Ja.
Ineke, erg fijn dat je hier vanmorgen wilde zijn. Het is heel toevallig, dit boek had ik voor je uitgekozen. Je vertelde net van die liften die daar op die eenzame weg staat en wordt opgepakt. Nou, dit is een lange weg en God staat altijd aan de kant van de weg om je op te pakken. Overwin moeilijke tijden. Wat heb je al gedaan? En
dank
misschien
moet je
nog veel meer moeilijke tijden overwinnen en dan helpt dit boek er misschien bij.
Dank je wel.
En je vertelde over je kleinkind. Dit is een kinderbijbel. God gaat altijd met je mee. Hij is zo leuk. Ik lees hem zelf ook wel eens voor. Dat zijn hele mooie illustraties en allemaal mooie verhalen.
Wat geweldig. Nou, hij heet ook Emmanuel, God met ons. Dus dat past de kinderbijbel goed bij.
Okay. Dank je. Okay. En blijf kijken naar Our Power, hè?
Ja.
En je bent een goede ambassadrice van ons, want je vertelt het ook anderen hartstikke goed. Wij gaan terug naar de Christelijke Kathedraal. En daar staat een heel klein meisje. Ze is 6 jaar en ze heet Bella. En ze gaat zingen dat... En dat is misschien een beetje wrang om te zeggen dat het leven een wonder is. En hoe het leven ook is. Hoe je leven ook is, dat hebben we net gehoord. Het is en blijft een wonder.
What drives the stars without making a sound? Why don't they crash when they're spinning around? What holds me up when the world's upside down? I know it's a miracle. Who tells the ocean where to stop on the sand? What keeps the water back from drowning the land? Who makes the rules? I don't understand. I know it's a miracle. It's a miracle just to know God is with me wherever I go. It's a miracle.
Morning, I'm going to preach a sermon. It's the one sermon, more than any other sermons I've ever heard, that helped me. It was a sermon that I wrote many, many years ago, but it grabbed me with a passion, would not let me go. First, I know faith is something we believe even though we can't prove it, and if we can prove it, it wouldn't be faith. What I know very deeply is that we live in a spiritual universe. The space is filled with prayers that have been praying before we came there. Prayers that are always ahead of us when we come into an empty room or a room with people. There were people yesterday that prayed for you. The yesterday may be 50 years ago. But I ask you this question, and I'll give you the answer. What's the lifespan of a prayer? Good until the end of the year? Good until you reach a certain age? There are no lifespans to prayers. Keep that in mind because that's very, very important. Then stop and think. Of all the prayers that have been prayed for you when you were still in the womb and a grandmother-to-be prayed for that little child that was to be born. Think of the prayers that are prayed for you when you started school. Maybe when you were baptized as a little baby. How do you add them up? How do you recollect, remember, and recall? You cannot. No way will you ever know all of the prayers that have been prayed for you. But they've been prayed and they're out there. They're out here. You and I are living in a spiritual universe. A lot I don't know about the faith I believe in, but I know it works, and that's why I keep believing in it more and more the older I get. There's a lot of things I don't know about prayer, but I know one thing. We're living in a prayer world, believe it or not, we are. We live in a world where people are praying, even people who don't believe in God. But they're praying. It's amazing. A few things I do know about prayer that I can say in the introduction, and that is, number one, all prayers are answered. Say, God doesn't say anything. Well, God's delays are not God's denials. Silence can be an answer. You say, but what if he says no? That could be the greatest answer you could ever get. For at least you're getting divine guidance. And you don't want to make a mistake. You don't want a yes. If God has a better idea, all prayers are answered. By whom? Never know. How? Hard to tell. But we live in a spiritual universe where, like it or not, a lot of people have been praying for you and for me. And you can't push a button and get a replay from the prayers out of the sky. It's all in the realm of faith power. There's nothing in the Bible that suggests that prayers have a lifespan. They are more as something that comes out and it never goes away. So when you step into tomorrow, tomorrow is not an empty event. Tomorrow is already waiting for you. It's waiting for me. A lot of prayers. Wow. We don't step into an emptiness. We are not in the forefront. There's always somebody ahead of me. There's always somebody ahead of you. It's probably your mother, your father, maybe your grandmother, maybe a teacher. Maybe a neighbor, maybe a friend, but God only knows who's been praying for you. I don't know. And all who've been praying for me, I don't know. But I know that when I step into tomorrow, I'm stepping into a very alive spiritual environment full of a lot of live prayers that went on ahead of me. The same is true for you. Yes, and many of us are being shaped right now in this church by prayers that were prayed for us long ago. By someone who prayed that we'd keep the faith, or that we'd be faithful in church, or God knows what. One of my favorite authors is a man who impressed me and shaped me and taught me a lot. Was a psychiatrist named Dr. Scott Peck. Many of you knew the name, and many of you read his book, The Road Less Traveled. He had an interesting story there of a colleague. This colleague related to Dr. Peck about an occasion when he was driving on a winding, curvy road around a lake. Now, he drove that dangerous road often. But one time, he said to Dr. Peck, unlike every other time, a thought came into his mind. The thought was, this is a dangerous road. He'd never seen it that way before. The thought continued. If somebody comes around that curve up there, on my side of the divider line, we'd have a head-on collision. The only way to avoid that would be if I knew before time, stopped, and waited at the side. Then he said to Dr. Peck, because of that impulse, of the, I pulled over, stopped completely, and just as I stopped, a car came at breakneck speed, 6 feet on my side of the divider line. The psychiatrist telling that story asks, of the hundreds of times my friend passed that same curve, why did that thought, that compulsion to stop, why did it never recur before? And Dr. Peck says, I can only believe somebody was praying, and that was an answer to prayer. You and I, listen, you have no idea how often you have been guided by prayer. It was a miracle. You never thought of it. Nobody reminded you of it. They didn't know. But we are all being guided by a God because people are praying for us. It's the kind of people we are. We are people here of faith and belief. Now I want you to remember one thing. And that is that prayer. Are you ready for the answers? You pray for it. What if you get what you ask for? Are you really ready for that? It's been said by others that be careful what you pray for. You may get it. But then, what will that do? How will you handle it? Wow. Well, it depends on what the answer is, obviously. That's a given. But in the old classic prayer that Schuller wrote 48 years ago, God answers prayer either with a no. If the idea is not right, it'll be a no. If it's wrong, it'll be a no. If it will hurt others, the answer may be a no. Oh, there are lots of reasons why a God of love would give a no answer to a lot of prayers. Can you handle that? Yes, by simply knowing that God knows more than you do. And his answer will be a blessing, even if it's spelled N-O. Are you ready for the answer? Well, when the timing is not right, God says slow. Not no, but slow. But God's delays are not God's denials. You've heard me say that before. What a catastrophe it would be if God answered every prayer the way we asked for it, when we wanted it. How do you answer that prayer when the prayer is, wait? Ah. Do you know the word W-A-I-T is used over 300 times in the Bible? Think of that. If God answered it when you wanted it, the way you wanted it, who's working for who anyway? When the idea is not right, it'll be a no. And that'll be a blessing. When the time is not right, the answer will be slow. When you are not right, the answer will be grow. And the selfish person has to grow in unselfishness. The cautious person must grow in courage. Because if he gave it to you without growing in courage, you'd misuse it or run away from it. The timid person must grow in confidence. If you don't grow in confidence, you won't give leadership to it. The dominating person must grow in sensitivity. Yeah. So people will be able to work with you affectionately. The critical person must grow in tolerance. The negative person has to grow in a positive attitude toward details, because God is always in the details. Well, when the idea is not right, God says no. When the time is not right, God says slow. When you are not right, God says grow. And when everything is on target, God says go. And then the miracles happen. A hopeless alcoholic is set free. There's a new mood. There's a new momentum. There's a new insight, there's a new perception, there's a new awareness. A drug addict finds release. The doubter becomes a believer. Diseased tissue comes to life. The door to the dream suddenly swings open, and there's God standing, smiling, saying, "Come in. We're ready for you." God makes the miracle happen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Now I pray for people sitting in this auditorium, listening to the sound of this voice, who need to make a decision. They've been delaying it. They've been doubting it. They've been even denying it. But God, this is the moment of truth for them. This is the time. And I pray that they will raise their heart's hand up and say, "Here I am, God. I'm ready. I'm ready." Hallelujah. Amen. If there's a movement in your mind or an impulse in your heart, or if there's a question you've got to ask, let us speak with you. We have ministers that will be here in the front. Just come on in. Now may the Lord bless you, keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may God give you peace in your decisions. Until you stand before Jesus in that day in which there is no sunset and no dawning. Amen. Many people underestimate and underutilize the power of prayer. They're like someone who lives next door to an electrical power plant, but ignores that potent power source and instead foolishly relies on a tiny little generator. So are you going through a tough time today? Don't rely on your own little power supply, but instead put your trust in God, in Jesus. You need a helping hand and an uplift? We are here to pray for you in your time of downness. Here's our address.
En zo zijn we bijna aan het einde van deze uitzending. En geweldig hoe de oude dominee Schuller nog vol overtuiging en vanuit zijn geloof spreekt over dingen die werkelijk belangrijk zijn in het leven. En dat wens ik iedereen toe voor de komende week. Dat twee gevouwen handen, dat is 2 keer 5, is een gebed naar de hemel. En de hemel is altijd open, 24 uur per dag. Wij nemen afscheid, graag tot volgende week. Maar wil je in contact blijven met de Hour of Power, dan kan dat. Bijvoorbeeld door ons te mailen. En dan kunnen we het gebed van de dag of de spreuk van de dag elke morgen naar je computer sturen. En dan begint de dag heel bemoedigend. Hartelijk dank voor het kijken nogmaals en graag tot volgende week. Thank you.